The difference between a hobbyist and an artist. Hey everybody, this is Laura. Today we're going to talk, or I wanted to talk a little bit about the difference between like a hobbyist or a crafter and someone who considers themselves an artist or a designer. And to me, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. And honestly, I think it comes down to the perception of yourself. It comes down to your confidence. A hobbyist is someone who just makes things just for themselves, just for their friends, just because you love it. And that's all well and good. But if you never consider yourself anything other than a hobbyist, you will never be able to bring in money from that. And if that's your goal, you just want to create and do hobby work at home and enjoy your jewelry or whatever your hobby is, that's wonderful. But if you are someone like me and you want to be able to maybe stay home with your family, raise your kids, and be around the home and not have to work a 9-to-5 job, you want to be able to make money with your hobby, then you need to learn the confidence that it's going to take to call yourself an artist. I had a conversation with a friend of mine a few months ago, and I was telling her, you know, I consider myself an artist. I love being a designer. And she said, well, I'm not to the artist state yet. I'm not to that state yet. And I told her, I said, really, it's up to you. It's nothing that comes from the outside. It's nothing that someone can tell you you're an artist or you're a designer. You have to say it to yourself first. It has to come from the inside of you first. You need to feel like you're an artist, and you need to tell yourself that you're an artist. And then when someone asks you what you do, you can say, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't do anything. I don't have a job. Or you can say, I'm a jewelry designer, and I also get to stay home with my kids. And I love that. And you can tell people, and you'll have the confidence to say to people that you're an artist and you love what you do and you love that it provides the freedom to stay home, or it provides you the freedom to take vacations whenever you want, or really, it does come down to your self-confidence and just telling yourself that's what you are and having the confidence to tell other people that that's what you are. And it may take you a while to get there. It took me years to get to that point, to realize that it's really my own decision. No one else can make me an artist. No one else can make me a handmade designer. It's me. I've got to be the one to do it. And it took me a long time to figure that out. I went through years of struggling with that. And every now and then I still catch myself doing that. If someone asks me, you know, what do you do? What do you do for a living? I'll be out with a party at like a Christmas party at my husband's work. And of course everyone knows what he does, and he's a land surveyor. So they'll talk about what he does and how awesome it is. And he'll talk with his buddies about how much he loves his work, and he does, he's awesome at it. And then they'll turn to me and ask me, what is it you do? What's your job? And I'll say, oh, I'll stay home with the kids. And as soon as that comes out of my mouth, I want to kick myself in the pants, because I know that that is what I am, but that's not what defines me. I feel like I'm much more than that. I'm an artist. I'm a designer, and I'm a teacher, and I'm much more than just, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I love being a stay-at-home mom, and I love that what I do provides me the freedom to stay home with my kids and to spend as much time with as I can with my children. And I think that honestly is one of the reasons that God has let me have a creative spirit, is so I will be able to stay home and raise my children as I see fit and teach them as I want to. And I feel like if I only had an 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job like I used to have, and if he didn't give me the confidence to be a creative designer, I would miss out on being a stay-at-home mom. And so I just want you to think about that. Think about where you want to be. Think about your goal. Do you want to be able to stay home with your kids? Do you want to be able to travel? Do you want the freedom to take vacations whenever you want, or just take a day off whenever you want, of not having to ask someone for a day off? Or that always bugged me about when I was working. I spent years as a receptionist, as a office assistant, and I spent some time as a grant writer, and it always bothered me working in the office. I always had to ask for permission for a day off. And that something about that always irked me. And now I don't have to do that. It'll come down to a moment. You'll feel a moment, if it hasn't hit you already, where it just clicks. And you just think to yourself, man, I could stay home and I can turn this hobby into a job. I can turn this into freedom, into my own business. And I don't have to work for someone else if I don't want to. And it'll click for you. And then you'll be able to, that confidence will grow from there. And you'll realize, yes, I am an artist. I am much more than just a hobbyist or a crafter or a creative person or a crazy lady who has a chaotic room full of fabric and jewelry making supplies and beads. And it's much more than that. You're an artist at heart, and it's growing inside you, and it's just begging to come out. And then one day it's just going to click for you, and it's going to explode, and there won't be anything you can do to contain it. You will have to get that out. You will have this drive to either open an Etsy shop or start doing craft shows or start selling online through your own website that you create. And it'll be this driving force that you have to listen to, and it won't come from anywhere else but inside you. And as soon as that hits, you'll know. You'll feel it in your bones that this is what you've got to do, and this is who you are, and you will love it. And for me, it came to a point where I was just bawling about it. I was crying. I was just, I cannot. It was the sorrow of having to work a full-time job, being away from my son during the day. He had to be in daycare, and as a single mom at that point, I was just bawling, and I thought, there is no way I can make a living on my own. I have to rely on someone else. I have to rely on another company, because I'm not strong enough to do it on my own. And when it hit me, I started crying, and I thought, you know what, I have to do it on my own for the sake of my son, for the sake of my heart. I have to be an artist. I have to be. And it just grew from there. And so I want you to think about it and pray on it. If you're a praying person, meditate on it. If that's what you do, whatever you do, to just really get down to the core of yourself and think about who you are and think about what you want out of your life and what you want for your family, and think about the freedom that you desire to have, that's just bursting out from within you, and it'll hit you. It'll come to you. It may take a while if it hasn't happened already, but that's okay. It will come to you in your own time. It's nothing anyone else can tell you. It's nothing I can tell you. It's just something I've been thinking about lately, and I just want to give you some encouragement that if you are stuck in a 9-to-5 job or 8-to-5 job, or you've got to work the night shift to make ends meet, that's okay. It's okay. But just realize and keep in the back of your mind, at one point, you will consider yourself an entrepreneur, an artist, and you'll have to branch out and do something on your own. And that when that time comes, yes, it's going to be hard. It's harder than anything to get it, to keep an Etsy shop going and to make money from it and to struggle. And it's hard work. But it will be your heart work. It will come from your heart. It will come from the inside of you. And you will feel so much more, I don't know if enlightened is the right word, but you'll feel more fulfilled. It will be the true enjoyable work, and you will want to work hard at it. And I just want to give you a little bit of encouragement today. If that's where you are, it's all right. And there's thousands of other artists just like you. And either if they've been in that point where they consider themselves a crafter, they're just a hobbyist, but there's something else inside of you, you feel a brewing, it'll come, it'll hit you, and it'll be okay when it does. It might scare you a little bit, but what's life without getting a little freaked out every now and then? But it's okay. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you and talk with you a little bit about it. And send me a note. Tell me what you think. Leave a comment. I mean, just get in touch with me if you want to. I'd love to talk with you about it. There's thousands of other people reading this and hearing this right now that feel exactly the same way as you do. And just know you're not alone. But know that it's got to come from inside you first. It can't come from anywhere else. You've got to have that confidence to tell people that you are an artist. You're not just a stay-at-home mom who does crafts on the side. You are an artist. You are much, much more than that. And you have so much to offer. Anyway, I hope you're having a great day. And I hope that you'll be able to pray on that and to think about that and really let yourself open up about it. And see what you think. See if any new ideas pop in your head. Anyway, I hope you're having a great day. I will catch you later.